This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Peter Carbajal Nieva Jr. Date of birth, December the 25th, 1992. Case ID number is 6520643. Date of exam, November the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from Dr. Jose Lozano, dated 5/31/2022, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/10/2023. Identifying information, this is a 30-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, knee pain, hypothyroidism, and dyslexia. The claimant is presently employed at Whataburger, where he has been there for approximately 5 months. Before that time, he worked at Subway for 4 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, knee pain. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, dyslexia. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2019, he was having symptoms of nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. He also denies any symptoms of polyuria or polyphagia. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does not check his blood glucose often, and the last time he was checked, his blood glucose was 120 mg/dL. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was, and states that at the present time he's taking metformin 500 mg ER BID. More likely than not, secondary to metabolic syndrome. His condition is coming more likely from his morbid obesity. Allegation number two, bilateral knee pain. The claimant states that in 2017 he started to develop knee pain in both of his knee areas. He states that he was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk 150 feet, stand for 30 minutes, climb 5 steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 45 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices and his physician is Dr. Jose Lozano. He is presently on no medications for pain and he states the only physical activity he does is walking around the house. Other daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing some repairs around the house. Allegation number three, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2017, he was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. No surgeries were performed, and the claimant was placed on level thyroxine sodium, 50 micrograms QD. The claimant attributes his morbid obesity to the hypothyroidism, but his condition is very mild and at the present time appears to be well controlled with the medication that he's taking. Allegation number four, dyslexia. The claimant states that since 2003, he has had problems with functioning in school. He did finish high school and went to a tech school for half a year, but then dropped out. He likes to hear audiobooks, watch TV, do gaming, do model kits, and he likes the arcade. He was in a special ed class secondary to his dyslexia, but has been able to finish high school and to work in some restaurants. Family history, he did not know his father. His mother is 54 and has hypertension and morbid obesity. Medications, Tramadol 50 milligrams TID, Metformin 500 milligrams ER BID, Phentermine 37.5 milligrams QD, Levothyroxine sodium 50 micrograms QD. Medical problems, diabetes mellitus type 2, secondary to obesity, dysmetabolic syndrome X, morbid obesity with a BMI of 65, primary hypothyroidism, bilateral knee pain, history of dyslexia, major surgeries none, social history tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant states he takes edible hemp gummies, which is CBD. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases. The claimant denies any use of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit. Weight is above 550 pounds. Height, 6 feet, 2 inches. BP, 175 over 100 mmHg. Heart rate, 74 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 92%. BMI 65. General, this is a 30-year-old male who is severely morbidly obese, who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in mild distress secondary to his obesity. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence. The claimant does have a few missing teeth. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was moderately abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? Physical examination was very difficult, secondary to the morbid obesity. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted vise. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The second paragraph. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, the claimant was unable to get up on the examination table to do the supine straight leg raise. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant has difficulty because he weighs over 550 pounds and has difficulty moving around. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up on the exam table at all. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes as well as walking at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted device, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 5 over at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasm. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous frequent control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted, secondary to morbid obesity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue, secondary to his morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which have been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitation, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, diabetes mellitus, more likely than not. Metabolic syndrome X, secondary to his morbid obesity, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number two, bilateral knee pain, secondary to morbid obesity, and possible early degenerative joint disease. Number three, hypothyroidism, being treated, appears to be fairly well controlled. Number four, dyslexia, appears to be fairly stable at this time, and the claimant was able to find two jobs in the past. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Peter Carbajal Nieva, Jr.